When people start thinking about trying a side hustle, many get stuck on the thinking and never get to the trying. The same can often be said for those who have businesses and are thinking about leveling up. Lots of thinking. Today, we're talking about why taking action will get you farther than thinking and faster, and how to get over your fears of starting and simple ways to gain momentum. Stick around. Welcome to Side Hustle Teachers, where we believe that being a teacher doesn't mean you have to be broke or burnt out. Our mission is to help teachers like you build successful businesses so you can find financial freedom, pursue your passions, and discover the many options that exist for you beyond the classroom walls. Hey there, how's it going? I am Stacey Ogden, host of Side Hustle Teachers, and I am super glad you are here today because we are talking about this season's theme, which is taking action. And we're not beating around the bush because the entire episode is all about taking action. So before we jump in, I just wanted to ask, have you left a review for the Side Hustle Teachers podcast yet? Reviews from listeners like you help other people find our little corner of the world and let us help even more teachers. So if you haven't written a review, we'd be honored if you would take a moment to do so on whatever podcast app you're on. If you use an iPhone, you can simply open the Apple Podcast app, search for Side Hustle Teachers, and tap on ratings and reviews. You can also use the desktop version of iTunes on any computer and leave a review there. Like I said, it really helps us spread the word and help more people. Many, many thanks to those of you who have already left a review, and I look forward to reading what all of you have to say in the future. Now, today we're talking about how to take action and why it's so scary and how we can get over some of those fears. So I'm just going to dive right in to our topic for today and answer the first question that might be coming to your mind. And that is, why is it wrong to think about things? Well, it's not wrong at all, right? We need to think about things. However, weighing your options or considering your choices or thinking over the variables is supposed to be a step towards taking action. Instead, many people get stuck on thinking and they never get to the action part. So I thought about some examples to share with you about what would happen if we did this in other parts of our lives. So let's imagine this. You go to a store and you pick out two new shirts and are trying to decide which one to buy. Now you look at the shirts, you compare the sleeve lengths, the colors, the cuts, you even hold them up in front of the mirror, you know how we do with the hanger still in the sleeve and we hold it up and all sorts of things. But the only way to know for sure which of these two shirts you should spend your money on is to try them on. That's the only way to know how they look on you, how the fabric feels on your skin, whether the cut of the shirt pinches your armpit, or if the shirt is going to reveal a little bit too much when you bend down or lift up your arms. Now you can decide which shirt to get or if neither of them work. But you can't do that unless you take the action step of trying them on, right? That's an action step of taking, you know, exchanging one shirt that you're wearing for the one that was currently on the rack and seeing how it fits. All right, so let me give you another example here, because these are sort of two little allegories for where I see people go. So example number two is it's date night. Yay! And you and your spouse are going to go to dinner without the kids and you can't wait. You've thought about where to go all week and now it's time to leave, but you haven't decided where to go. The Italian place has really great bread, but the Asian fusion place has an amazing atmosphere. Essentially, you can't make a bad choice here because you're going to have a good time no matter where you go. But you have to make a choice. Otherwise, date night is going to be spent in your driveway and no food or fun will be had. The thing is, thinking isn't wrong. It's an important step in the process. You have to remember, though, that it's not the last step. You're thinking so that you can feel more confident about doing. If we go back to our shirt options, it might be that one of those shirts, once we try it on, just doesn't work. And we now know that because we tried it on. Whereas the other one does. And now we can buy it with confidence. Or in example number two, where it was date night and you have no bad options. And if you go to the Italian place and there's no place to park because it's absolutely full, you know you're still going to have a good time if you go to the Asian fusion place instead. So there's no bad options. Or taking action has helped you sidestep a landmine of buying a shirt that you're going to be really uncomfortable in every time you wear it and regret spending that money. So by making a decision to take action and say, this is what I'm going to do, and then I'm going to make a choice, it helps you eliminate some of that worry that what you're going to do next is wrong. Sometimes there is no wrong option, like choosing between two great restaurants. And sometimes there is a wrong option, like choosing a shirt that just doesn't fit you right. But the only way to know is to take action. And now another thing some people say to me is that I can't get out of my head. I keep just going round and round and round. And I hear you. We all suffer from analysis paralysis from time to time. We become like those kids who can't enter a multiple choice question because they can arguably make some circular logic case for why the answer could be B, the sky is purple. And when you find yourself spinning out, talking yourself into and out of multiple options over and over and over again, it's usually because of one thing. And that thing is fear. You're afraid of making the wrong choice, afraid of looking foolish, afraid of failure, and maybe even a bit afraid of success and what it would do to the life that you've built. This is all very, very normal. Yes, fear of success is completely normal. It sounds ridiculous, but it's actually something very, very common. And this fear can paralyze everyone differently. For some people, it means that you keep coming up with idea after idea, and every time you eliminate one idea, another one comes to you. For others, you can't think of anything. Your mind is a complete blank. And still others will knock every possibility out because you can see every possible pitfall down the road. That's fear's way of keeping you, quote unquote, safe. Fear knows that where you are right now is safe. It might not be happy, it might not be proud or fulfilling or financially stable. But fear has learned how to deal with this situation, and anything else is, well, it's unknown, and unknown is unacceptable to fear. However, there are some things that you can do. So the good news is that you can move past fear. A few episodes back, I shared a few ways that you can get experience in your side hustle before you launch your business. Now, if you haven't listened to that one, it's episode 31. There's a link in the show notes. You can go check it out. But by test driving your side hustle before you fully invest, you can quiet that fear because you'll have some experience to draw on, and fear won't have so much to argue about, right? It can't say, but you don't know anything about this, when you've been practicing that skill, or, you know, volunteering for that organization, or you've had a part-time job in that area for a long time now. Another great strategy for getting out of thinking mode and into action mode is to give yourself a deadline. Give yourself a week to research your side hustle options. And if you have a lot of them, if you're one of those people that has like multitudinous options, then narrow it down to the top two. right? If you're not, if you're just struggling, you're like, oh, I just can't decide between X and Y, then just give yourself that deadline to research it and make a choice. Then give yourself a set amount of time to decide if you're going to jump into that side hustle or if you're going to take the, you know, volunteer side job and get some experience first. And of course, part of that is if that's the route you're going to take, you also have to decide what that experience is going to be. Are you going to get a part-time job? Are you going to volunteer? Are you going to do like a soft launch to see, you know, if maybe friends and family will hire you first? What will that experience look like? Of course, we also need to remember that baby steps are still steps. You don't have to take massive action all at once. You don't have to quit your job and downsize to a tiny house and live on ramen until you make your dream come true. Honestly, the people who do that aren't normal. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I just mean that's not the typical normal way of doing things. Those people have something in them that makes them a little bit different. And if everybody were like that, the world would shut down. So when I say they're not normal, I mean that they are not typical people. They're the kind of people that TV shows are made about. But then again, so are the people on Jerry Springer. So do with that what you will. Now, in season two, I chatted with Michelle Paul, who is a member of the Side Hustle Teachers community, about how she built a very successful business slowly over time with baby steps. And that episode is also linked in the show notes. But what I want to reiterate right now is that the fact that Michelle built her business slowly doesn't make her success any less valid or impressive. It makes it achievable. It makes it doable. It makes it a really good example for people who need to take baby steps, which, let's face it, are most of us. Baby steps is how stuff gets done. Baby steps is how the world keeps turning. So don't get down on yourself if you need to take baby steps. So this week, I challenge you to take action on something that gets you one step closer to starting or leveling up your business. And if you are ready to take that next step in starting or growing your side hustle, I invite you to join the Edupreneur Academy. Edupreneur Academy is a membership program designed for teachers, by teachers, and it contains everything you need to confidently get your side hustle off the ground, making consistent income and growing steadily. As soon as you join, you'll get access to our unique success path, the entire library of courses, trainings, and tutorials, and an invitation to our monthly live Q&A calls where I will answer whatever questions you throw at me, not to mention a private Facebook community. And all you have to do is go to members.sidehustleteachers.com to enroll. I would love to see you there making your business dreams come true. Until next time, guys, take care and have a great week. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I know that you're busy and your time is precious, so I truly appreciate you spending some of it with me. If you like what you're hearing, you can support Side Hustle Teachers in three ways. Leave us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Reviews help Apple know we're here and we're helpful so more people can find us. You can share the show with friends and family. Did you know that podcast listenership is growing every single year? And a lot of that is because of recommendations from people just like you. And lastly, join our community. You can find Side Hustle Teachers on all the major social platforms, and we have a very active, engaged Facebook group. Join us! All the cool kids are doing it. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week, and until next time, take care.